today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Thank you for choosing this program to listen to. Today we're going to speak about the blessings of visiting Imam Reza's Holy Shrine. Today, Friday, is the 13th of Zilqa'dah, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Khordad, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 2nd of June, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. From chapter Al-Furqan, let's listen to verses 73 to 74 and then we'll listen to its importance.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Walladhina itha dhukkiru biayati rabbihim lam yakhirru 'alayha summan wa 'umyana.
And those who, when reminded of the verses of their Lord, do not fall upon them deaf and blind.
والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما.
And those who say, Our Lord, grant us from among our wives and offspring comfort to our eyes, and make us an example for the righteous.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Certainly, it is not forgotten that these verses do not state all the qualities of the believers, but they define the specialties of a choice group of them who are at the top and are entitled as the servants of the Beneficent. Yes, there are special servants of Allah, and as the general mercy of Allah includes all people, the mercy of servants of Allah is, from some aspects, general too. Their knowledge, speech, thought, power, and writing all function for guiding people to the path of the truth. In many narrations, we read that this verse is about Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and family of the Prophet and Imams, peace be upon them all.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa al-Riza al-Murtaza. Al-Imam al-Taqi al-Nabi. وحجتك على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى الصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة زاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك.
Can you remember the topics that we open from a few episodes of today's special before? There was about the blessings of Imam Rizā's visiting or ziyarah. Ziyarah of the eighth Imam brings about his intercession for the believers. That is, in addition to the worldly effects, it will also have other worldly consequences. It is quoted from Imam Rizā, "I will intercede for any of my friends who visits my shrine and recognizes my right." The recognition of the eighth Imam's right means not to lie and not to visit his shrine with hypocrisy and greed, intending to show off. We should recognize them as some who is assigned by Allah to guide people. And we should know what difficulties the Imam has suffered is accomplishing this mission. Accordingly, the pilgrims should obey the rules of pilgrimage. Making crowds is not only mentioned in Islamic teachings, but also such behavior is denounced. Devotion, serenity, patience, and politeness have been emphasized in ziyarah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we are going to talk about the blessings of Imam Rida alayhi salam and the importance of his graveyard and holy shrine. We should recognize Imam, we should know Imam as someone who is assigned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide people, and we should know what difficulties the Imam had suffered from in accomplishing this mission. Accordingly, the pilgrims should obey the rules of pilgrimage. Making crowds is not only mentioned in Islamic teachings, but also such behavior is denounced. Devotion, serenity, patience, and politeness have been emphasized in ziyarah and pilgrimage of Imam alayhi salam. Undoubtedly, the presence of Imam's lovers from Iran and other countries has brought about many blessings, including the international aspects, which is indicative of the Shia's passion and devotion to the innocent, to this infallible Imam. The blessings that we are talking about are both material and spiritual. So since we have been even closer to, from the viewpoint of distance, we have been closer to Imam Rida alayhi salam, so we have sensed all these blessings even much more than others. I hope that all the brothers and sisters from all around the world, find this chance and opportunity to come to Iran and visit the holy shrine of Imam Rida alayhi salam in the city of Mashhad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among the righteous and right followers of Imam Rida alayhi salam in this world and the hereafter. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa Rida al-Murtada الإمام التقي النقي.
O Allah, send blessings upon Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha, the contented, the spotlessly pure leader, and your authority on the face of the earth, and below it, the truthful and the martyr, perpetually abundant blessings that are pure and continue ceaselessly, the best of the blessings that you have sent upon any of your chosen ones.
About Imam Rizā's character, at this point we reach to his acts of worship and reverential fear. One of the most prominent qualities of Imam Rizā is his devotion to Allah the Exalted and his clinging to Him. We can clearly see this quality in his acts of worship, which represent great part of his spiritual life standing and light, Allah-fearingness and piety. One of his companions has said, "When I saw him, Imam Rizā, I mentioned these words of him, the Exalted, they used to sleep but little in the night." Imam Rizā was the most Allah-fearing of the people of his time and the most obedient of them to Allah, the Most High. The Mamun sent his commander to Medina in order to bring the Imam to Khorasan. He has reported the following about his acts of worship. "By Allah, I have never seen a man more earnest than him in seeking protection in Allah, the Great and Almighty. mentioning him in all his times and fearing him. When he rose in the morning, he performed the morning prayer. When he finished his prayer, he sat in his place of prayer and began glorifying Allah, praising him, saying, Allah is greater. There is no God but Allah. O Allah, bless the Prophet and his family. May Allah bless him and his family. Thank you for choosing this episode of today's special where we speak about being a better person. Yeah, that is one way to make the most of ziyarah of Ahlul Bayt. Upon arriving back home, you will feel like a different person. Things that previously occupied your mind and heart will seem alien to you, and your experience is the homeland that you visited will be imprinted upon yourself. See that you do not do anything to lose this state. Return often for ziyarah and to renew the spiritual connection. Another suggestion from today's special is doing ziyarah from afar. Although physical presence is the best, it is not required. This attention can be done from anywhere and in any state and can be as simple as saying, Assalamu alayka, ya Ali ibn Musa Reza.
Indeed, Al-Ma'mun al-Abbasi, he disliked Imam al-Ridha for many reasons. One of them, of course, is his knowledge. One day he brings all the heads of different religions, the master of the Christians, the master of the Jews, the master of the Zoroastrians. He brings them all. A man comes by the name of An-Nawfali to the Imam. And he tells him, Yabna Rasulillah, Al-Ma'mun is gathering all these individuals so that you debate with them. But I'm worried, Yabna Rasulillah. He said, are you worried about your Imam? He said, I'm not worried about you. But these individuals, they don't accept anything for the truth. They keep on going around and around and around and around without accepting anything. So it is them the problem, not you. He smiled at him and he said, do you know when Ma'mun... Or he told him, he said, why do you think Ma'mun has done this? He said, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, maybe to test you, maybe to examine you. He said, no, this is beyond that. He said, but do you know when Al-Ma'mun will be regretful? He said, when? He said, when I start disputing and discussing with the Christians using their own Bible, and with the Jews using their own Torah, and with the Zoroastrians in their own language, he says, that's when Ma'mun will become regretful of what he has done.
Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ya Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ali Musa Reza, Ya Ali Musa Reza.
Inshallah, on the next episode of today's special, we'll learn more about ziyarah, especially Imam Reza's ziyarah. Thank you very much, and we'll leave you in Allah's blessings. Fi amanillah.
Every sound and every voice in every language ever heard. Each drop of ink that has been used to write every single word.
betray everything I feel in my heart and wanna say. And it's hard to explain why I could never describe my love.